Jeremiah chapter 15. Then the Lord, Jehovah, said to me, Though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be towards this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. And it will come to pass, if they say to you, Where will we go forth? Then you will tell them, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says, Those who are appointed for death, to death, and those who are appointed for the sword, to the sword. And those who are appointed for the famine, to the famine, and those who are appointed for the captivity, to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four kinds, says the Lord Jehovah. The sword to kill, and the dogs to tear, and the birds of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth, to devour and destroy. And I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh the son of Hezekiah king of Judah, because that which he did in Jerusalem. Because who will have pity upon you, O Jerusalem? Or who will mourn for you? Or who will go aside to ask how are you doing? You have forsaken me, says the Lord Jehovah. You have gone backwards. Therefore I will stretch out my hand against you, and destroy you, I am weary with repenting. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children, I will destroy my people. Since they do not return from their ways. Their widows have increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men a spoiler at noonday, I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and terrors upon the city. She who has borne seven languishes, she has given up the spirit. Her sun has gone down while it was yet day. She has been ashamed and confounded. And the remainder of them I will deliver to the sword before their enemies. Says the Lord Jehovah. Woe is me, my mother, that you have borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on interest, nor men have lent to me on interest, yet every one of them curses me. The Lord Jehovah said, Truly it shall be well with your remnant. Truly I will cause the enemy to treat you well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction. Will iron break the northern iron and the steel? Your substance and your treasures I will give to the spoil without price, and that for all your sins, even in all your borders. And I will cause you to pass with your enemies into a land which you do not know, because a fire is kindled in my anger, which will burn upon you. O Lord, Jehovah, you know. Remember me, and visit me, and avenge me of my persecutors, do not take me away in your patience. Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Because I am called by your name, O Lord, Jehovah, God of hosts, armies, multitudes. I have not sat in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced, I sat alone because of your hand. Because you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual, and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you be altogether to me as a liar, and as waters that fail? Therefore this is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. If you return, then I will bring you again, and you will stand before me, and if you take forth the precious from the vial, you will be as my mouth, let them return to you. But you will not return to them. And I will make you to this people a fenced brass wall, and they will fight against you, but they will not prevail against you, because I am with you to save you and to deliver you. Says the Lord Jehovah. And I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you out of the hand of the terrible.